Letters to Daniel, Volume 4, Letter 191, Angel Gabriella.
At this point, you often wonder if you're the victim of some elaborate deception.
Printed and posted in the year of Christ our King, 2013, in the seventh month, on the seventh day of the seventh month.
How the hell did you know that?
Our relationship has evolved over the years.
Dear Dan, one day, in the first part of the day of seven, I was at work at G2 cleaning a restroom. While doing so, I experienced a strange sensation on my right arm. It felt like someone was tapping me to get my attention. It seemed to be similar to the same feeling I had when Jesus was making his presence known and I could lean up against him. The best way I can describe this is to compare it to the electromagnetic repelling force between poles of a magnet when they are matched positive with positive and negative with negative. There is an invisible pushing force. But in this case, the force varies depending on the message of the angel. By that time, I was already using what I referred to as the eyes of faith, the ability to see spirits of various kinds, if I wanted to. I think this is related to the scriptural reference to the love of the truth. So I looked at where this just happened, and I could see, in the spirit, a lady standing there. So I asked Angel Gabe, "Who's this?" "Her name is Gabriella," he replied. "She works with me," he added. Later on, I would learn that up to that point, one of her main ministries was to towns, cities, and organizations such as school districts, universities, and hospitals. She encouraged me to listen to the song Downtown by Petula Clark, and I gathered that the message in the song was from Gabriella. Coincidentally, Petula Clark is one of my wife's favorite artists. Angel Gabriella's personality is the polar opposite of Angel Gabe's. He is a Mr. Bombast, in your face, take off the gloves, and let's settle this out in the street kind of guy. But Gabriella seems to be more low-key. What I find interesting is that her work always promotes and complements what Gabe is doing, thereby assisting in his message of proclaiming the gospel of Jesus. Her message is the picture frame that surrounds the portrait of God's Word, which Angel Gabe articulates. Even though Gabriella's authority is great, she is an archangel with her own domain, she is submitted to Gabe as unto Christ, because the Son has been given all authority, and Gabe is, at least to me, the Son's personal representative. And both they and I obey the Holy Spirit in serving Jesus. One of the things she informed me early on is that she is sent directly from the Father, whereas Gabe is sent directly from the Son. Gabriella's work can be so subtle as to be almost unnoticed. But life without the ministry she has been given to share would be like a lamp without a lampshade. Her work produces the veil that keeps the light of Gabe's personality from being too bright and blinding to the eye of man, thereby allowing men to see through a glass darkly, as it were. Otherwise, men would be blinded by the light and would not see at all. Another analogy would be that Gabriella's work is to Gabe what sweetener is to lemonade. The Mary Poppins spoonful of sugar comes to mind. Together, Gabriella and Gabe have a bit of a biblical resume. According to Gabe, they were the two that accompanied God to visit Abraham, and then they went on to save Lot and waste Sodom and Gomorrah. And they were the two men that were standing there when Christ ascended and said, "Men of Galilee, why do you stand gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, who was taken up from you in heaven, will so come in like manner as you saw him go into heaven. The book of Acts, chapter 1, verse 11. Blessings. R.C. Theophilus. Footnote. According to Gabe, he strongly suggested to David to exceed the number of Philistine foreskins that King Saul demanded as a dowry, and then later to prompt David to cut off the hem of King Saul's kingly garment, after which David was a little embarrassed at what he had done. And I saw and heard Gabe do something similar in person to a pastor. This happened at U4 when I was attending a Sunday evening service. As I sat in the audience, I saw Gabe go up and start shadowing the preacher, CB2. The pastor was talking about how Jesus had put the Pharisees and Sadducees in their place. Then just at the end of his final sentence of that topic, he added another sentence with a little more emphasis than his previous words that went something like, "He made them look like idiots." And then, for a moment, I saw a slight look of embarrassment on CB2's face, as if he was thinking, "Where did that come from?" And a brief silence from which he quickly recovered, and it was clear to me that he had not intended to use language quite that strong to describe Christ's handling of his detractors. But Gabe got his point across to me that he really does have some prophetic authority in the church, and that he really is bananas for Jesus. Early on, I referred to this type of Gabe's influence as cryptobabble.
Exactly how far has it evolved?